Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We've worked really hard for this. You know, quite honestly, to open in the season, nobody expected us to do this, but, you know, we didn't really listen to that. We just came out there and put a lot of games together, and we've lost a few tough ones, but we've also won some big ones, so this team deserves it.
Bo Nix, as a rookie and a full-time starter from week one into the playoffs. Josh Allen for the year, 63.6%, 3,731 yards, 28 touchdown passes, 6 interceptions. Nix, 66.3%, 3,775 yards, 29 touchdown passes, 12 interceptions.
Pretty solid.
MVP? Is Bo Nix the MVP? I'll get you something else on Denver here in a minute. 803-0550, Football Monday on WGR. Let's go to Chris here. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling us.
So I saw the first half of that Broncos game, and I listened to the beginning of the show, cold open. That's just hot takery from the national crowd that just, I feel like they hold on to this narrative that first they're trying to sound smart, right? So they just look at the schedule and go, oh, that's good defense, interesting, but or whatever, but without much rationale. But the Broncos are really mediocre on offense, any measurable. Like Mike mentioned the spread, I think that's an appropriate spread. But if you look at anything from like PFF ratings to overall EPA, they're severely average on offense. They don't really scare me at all. I think it's just national guys trying to, you know, sound cool. If they're right, then they'll look good and at the end. I'm not worried about the Broncos. However, the Chiefs live rent-free in my head. They always will, despite us beating them. I know that we're capable of beating them. I am well aware that we beat them in the regular season. I'm looking forward to Sunday, but it's tempered because I know what's likely ahead. And the last thing I wanted to say was, I think it was Bulldog, you said that you'd like to see the Chargers play KC if that worked out. I do too. They always play them tough. I went back and looked over the last 9 or 10 matchups. There's been a touchdown or less difference between the two of them, win or loss. There's like one outlier, but you know, it averaged out to about quick math, like 6 points. And you know, Harbaugh is annoying, but he is a good coach, and I could conceivably see them having a good game plan for KC. So anyway, that's where I'm at.
Well, I did say that earlier. I have co-opted that from my partner here. Like he was on that last Friday, like, you know, looking at the bracket, who could beat KC, Chargers. And I tend to agree. I don't like if the alternative is Pittsburgh going in there and doing it. I mean, I have a very hard time seeing that. Even if they have enough to beat Baltimore, that's like a very particular matchup that if they can manage to win it, I doubt it's going to have me feeling like, oh, they're rolling now. Look out, KC. Here come the Steelers. I don't know. If they beat Baltimore, I think it's going to be what's your score for Baltimore-Pittsburgh?
18-16.
Yeah, fine, 16-15, something like that. It's going to be that, I think, if they can do it.
If they win 100%, it'll be the Ravens blew it. It'll be turnovers. It'll be, I don't know, field goals. It'll be something that Baltimore didn't do. And that's the Bills game, too. Like, think about, we've spent almost 12 months here on getting to the top. How do the Bills do it? What has to happen? Everything. And they've had a very good season, almost the best you could have asked for. 13-4, they're healthy. They had a running back in James Cook tie the franchise record. Allen is the favorite to win the MVP. They did not have a clear number one receiver, and they won as many games as they ever did with Diggs here anyway. Like, you really did have about the best season you could have asked for. You have to beat the Denver Broncos. Like, the Ravens' point is the pressure is on. The Ravens have lost in the playoffs too many times, and now they're playing a team that everybody thinks is dead. It happens to be their biggest rival who's given them a headache, but they have to win it. And that isn't easy for everybody. I think Jackson is somebody who's shown that he can get in his own head. And he's had rough games in the biggest moments. So they have to avoid that. The Bills, it's not their Denver, whoever their Denver is, Miami maybe, but Miami has been dominated by the Bills. I don't even know if there is a team. But they can't lose to Denver.
No.
They can't lose to Bo Nix in the first round. Like, one way or another, they have to get by. And then, if they do, and especially if Baltimore does, then it becomes amazing. Like, that's the second round, and it's the two teams that mostly have the same story over the last 5 years. Great quarterback, great record, but, and Kansas City maybe will get the winner. So the Bills or the Ravens will have to beat the other, and then the Chiefs, to get to the Super Bowl. It's always supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard.
Yeah, not that the game, if it comes to that, a week from this Sunday or Saturday, between the Bills and Ravens, it doesn't have a bearing on the MVP, but we won't know the winner yet, and that'll be the two guys. I mean, it's really, I think, come down to that. It's Allen and Jackson at this point, and that can still be debated here as we go forward, but no more data is to be accumulated and used to decide it. But yet, we'll be watching the two of them play, again, if it comes to that.
Did you hear yesterday? I know you did. You were in here with me. The CBS sideline reporter. I got to look up her name. It's a long... Aditya Binkawala? I'm going to get it wrong. She has an MVP vote.
Yes, I
heard
her say that.
And they asked her about... Yeah. I think she might have been in Pittsburgh. She's been a writer.
I know her from Andrew's show. Our buddy Andrew Filippone, who does this gig in Pittsburgh. Yes.
Aditya Binkawala.
Okay.
Respect. I'm sorry that I didn't get it right the first time. But she has an MVP vote. And, I mean, she had a tough time, I thought, yesterday. She basically said she didn't know who she was going to vote for yet. She said it was down to Allen and Jackson. And then she sort of went through the paces, like sort of the things you can think about and talk about. Who rolls to their left? I don't know what she meant by that. But you're just trying to get out of it. You don't want to have to. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm not going to tell you. She did say, first of all.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All, which is right. Like, you're not supposed to say until it's over.
Right. So the last thing I want to do here is say enough words that will even give you an idea of if I'm leaning one way or the other. Like, please take it back. Back to you guys in the booth.
But she's one voter who said it's impossibly hard. Ryan is next. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I think we probably win this game 4 out of 5 times. But what's crazy and what makes me nervous is if you lose, it's all over. The whole season's over, which is a different feeling going into a game, even though you're heavily favored. So just thinking about, well, what could be that 1 out of 5? It could be a fumble. It could be they come in with a really good game plan. And again, if you lose, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, that's, of course, that's the playoffs. I think, you know, it's always tricky to me. But, you know, for weeks, if not, again, maybe more than a month, Denver. No Cincinnati, no Miami, Denver. And you get Denver, and I think people might assume because you were rooting for that, that you think it's a cakewalk. And I don't think anybody, it's the NFL. We'll see. I mean, I like this matchup for a variety of reasons that we will get into, I think, as the week goes on. Bo Nix has had a nice year. They have not really beat anyone all year long. I mean, they beat the Chiefs yesterday. They were within a ridiculous blocked field goal of beating the Chiefs for real a few weeks back, but didn't. And go look at their schedule. Tampa, the Jets, Raiders, these are the wins. Saints, Panthers, Falcons, Raiders again, Browns, Colts. I mean, they're not a team that really, to me, has been tested severely. I throw yesterday completely out. So we'll see if they can, you know, how their pass rush can deal with this Bills offensive line. That's one area I already like. I respect what Denver's done. A lot of sacks, I think, led the league in sacks. Brown and Dawkins have been money. That line has done a great job protecting Allen, and if it breaks down, Allen can usually get out of there. So, you know, this game comes around, and it's, you know, 1:30 on Sunday afternoon, and Denver's edge guys are beating the doors off the Bills' offensive line, I'll be a lot more worried. But I'm going to have to see them do that first because I don't like their chances. The Bills have been locked up front.
Only sacked 14 times all year, Allen, and 6 interceptions. Really good. I think as we start the week here, I think the Broncos are better than you do. You only can play who you play, right? So those opponents are not great. There's no argument. Since week 9, so they went to Baltimore in week 9. They lost by 31. They're 5-4. We could look up the reverse AFC power rankings. It's not going to be pretty on Denver, right? We took us a long time. Maybe we're still not there to sort of respecting Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Week 10 is the game in Kansas City. They lose on the blocked field goal. That would have been a pretty good win. They lose on the blocked field goal. Week 11, they beat Atlanta 38-6. It's 38-6. Week 12, they beat the Raiders by 10. Week 13, they beat the Browns by 9. That was a Monday night game where Winston threw 2 pick sixes and for a ton of yards, right? I mean, threw for 475 yards or something in that game, but the Broncos win it. Bye week, then they beat Indianapolis. That was not a great day for them. 31-13 was the final. They were down at halftime against the Colts, but pulled away 5 takeaways. They lose to the Chargers on a Thursday night. Good game, 34-27, pretty even game. They had the game in Cincinnati last Saturday, week ago Saturday, that they lose in overtime. I thought that was a great job that they forced overtime in that game.
Like, mm-hmm.
I thought they were done, whatever it was, 24-17 or whatever it was, and Knicks drove them to the tying score. And then it's yesterday. They finished with a plus 114 point differential. And yesterday they were perfect, you know? That's not an easy spot for every team. You're playing a team that's won championships, mm-hmm. and you're brand new, and they made it look easy. So I'm not so much leaning into who they played, because that is just what it is. They played the NFC South, right? I mean, that's not going to be great. But they did win pretty easily, and they end up with some really nice numbers. Should it be good enough to win here? I don't know. They are the last team to do it in the regular season, to win in Buffalo, to beat the Bills in Buffalo. The Bills are the last team to win a regular season game here, but the Broncos are the one before them on that Monday night last year. I don't know if that game helps very much. I don't think it's, for me, about that happened. Like, that was kind of a fluke.
Yeah, I mean, you're very much a different team on offense than you were that day. I mean, that's Dorsey's last day, and that's still Diggs here, and, you know, the whole cast from last year, and that's all been turned over. So I just and really style wise, they're doing things that they did not do last year. You know, you don't have to love it, but the you know, parallel, the screen game, like the wide receivers included, was not something they did much, if at all, last season when they would have played Denver. So I think it's a very different team going into this game, the Bills.
I also think quickly, both teams have had an opportunity to prepare for each other here in the last couple of weeks. We started talking about the Broncos 2 weeks ago. Like this is the team that's lined up for this game. They could still could be the Bengals, still could be the Dolphins. This is the one. And, you know, the Bills probably like scout everybody. They have the whole thing where somebody there is like the GM of each team, and it's so broad. But they could have had their eyes on the Broncos for a while. And I think vice versa.
Yeah, I think once the Broncos lost to the Chargers the week before Christmas,
right,
maybe they could have like said, no, we're probably not going to, you know, if we make it, we're not catching them. So let's just fall back, and because they would have head-to-head, they lost both matchups to the Chargers.
Yep.
So let's just try to get in, and yeah, you would have been right. I think if you're spending any time at all on future opponents there, the Bills would have been the team you should have been focused on, I think.
Football Monday, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. The Sabres host Washington tonight, pregame at 6. Before that, Eric Wood and Sal Capaccio still to come. This is WGR.